Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, it's Wednesday. Welcome to the new show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is October 8th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Now, we told you about last week about the EU getting on Apple's case. Guess what? It's Amazon's turn. That's right. The European Commission is now targeting Amazon's tax dealings. The Commission has announced it has opened an in-depth investigation into the country's tax status in the tiny country of Luxembourg. That's been Amazon's European subsidiary since 2003. The Commission believes that the favorable tax deal is illegal state aid. And they're going to turn up the heat on Amazon and Luxembourg to prove it. Amazon. Don't you listen to the British Tech News Show? We told you last week, don't piss off the EU. Staying with news coming from Europe, Tesco wants robots and wearables to help shape the supermarket future. According to Tesco's chief information officer, he has revealed that the company has become the latest, really in a long line of retailers, to use IBM's Watson supercomputer to explore new ideas using old data. Now, the supermarket has already been using smartwatches to bid better management of stock, and it looks like in the very near future, these kind of systems are actually going to be replacing the human factor of that. So with Tesco getting involved in robotics and wearables and all these sort of things, makes you wonder if they're going to do something with the checkers. Can you imagine that? A robot checking you out. At least they won't get annoyed when you show up with 100 coupons. Am I right? AT&T customers in the U.S., guess what? Your info has been compromised again. AT&T has said it has fired the employee who gained access to users' personal information without their permission this year. By the way, the information compromised includes social security numbers and driver's licenses. The telecommunications provider said 1,600 people were affected by the recent incident. Mind you that there was also one back in June. According to the director of finance and billing operations at AT&T, on behalf of AT&T, please accept my sincere apology for the incident. This is not how we conduct business. And as a result, the individual no longer works for AT&T. Well, I should hope not. Affected users will have any suspicious transactions reversed and will be eligible for a free year of credit monitoring. Oh, thank you, AT&T. That's so wonderful. Hey, AT&T, FYI, once a hacker has information and they know it's good, they're willing to wait a year. Trust me. Opera Mini, yes, the browser, is about to land on the Samsung Gear S Watch. Aren't you excited? I can feel you tingling. That's right, according to Samsung and Opera, the little browser is about to land on your little watch later this year. Yeah, okay, I want to browse the internet on my 2-inch screen. It sounds absurd. But Opera's saying they're offering a major advantage. Data compression technology that will shrink the web pages to as little as 1/10 of their size. Oh, that sounds enjoyable to look at. The major benefit of this, of course, is the Gear S integrated 3G connectivity with the Opera browser will save you a little bit on that data wallet of yours. Opera's also saying they're going to have one little extra special feature for you. They're going to have private browsing on your new mini browser, on your mini watch. In fact, here at the British Tech Network, here at the news show, we've got an exclusive for you how they're going to do it. What you do, how you activate the private browsing, it's very simple. Take your left or right hand and cover the watch. Amazing. Isn't that amazing? Nobody can see what you're looking at. Not even you. All right, hands up. How many of you have upgraded to iOS 8? I have. Have you? You have? You didn't? Well, guess what? 53% of you haven't. That's right. There's only been a 47% uptake on iOS 8. In fact, it's only increased 1% over the last 2 weeks. I know we can sit here and speculate about why people aren't upgrading as fast as they were for iOS 7. In fact, iOS 7 at this point a year ago was already at 60%, if you can imagine that. But my gut tells me it has a lot to do with 8.0.1 basically making your phone useless, and 8.0.2 not doing much better. Of course, there's also the factor of iPhone 4. It's no longer supported, and there still is a lot of iPhone 4 devices out there being used right now. Now, iOS 8.1 will be coming towards the end of the month, probably around the 16th or the 21st for the iPad launch. Question in my mind is, what's going to be missing in that one? Let's see, we've lost cellular, we've lost Bluetooth, we're kind of in and out losing Wi-Fi. What the heck is left? Are some of your friends part of that rebellion revolution? They're saying, I ain't getting involved on Twitter. I ain't doing the Facebook thing. I'm keeping my info private. But guess what? You can tell your friends they have a little bit more to worry about than they thought they did. According to the researchers at Switzerland's ETH University, social networks are learning about everyone, whether they're signed into a site or not. Tucked in the dark, dark places of the internet, they have found a lot of info on people that don't even have an account, including sexual orientation, age, relationship status, occupation, political affiliation. The list kind of goes on and on. In fact, there is a lot of people out there that they had a social account at one time and they said, nope, no more for me. You remember Friendster? Remember that? Yeah. You think the site's gone, right? Well, the data's not. All the info that you put up there years ago is still there. So always remember rule number one. Whatever you put on the internet, it's there forever. And finally, this one really goes out to our listeners in New Zealand. Are you familiar with the Alpine Fault Line? I'm sure you are. It's one of the most dangerous fault lines in the world. In fact, it actually ruptures an 8.0 magnitude earthquake about every 300 years. And the last one occurred in the year 1717. So, yes, it's a little bit overdue. And that's what scientists are hoping for. Scientists are about to drill into the fault line. Yep, you heard me correctly. They're going to bore a hole about 5,000 feet deep, about 4 inches in diameter, and they're going to go all the way down to the crush zone. That's where one plate grinds into the other. They're going to put a whole bunch of sensors there, take measurements of temperature, pressure, sound, images of the active fault, and even rock samples. So yes, you're hearing me correctly. They want to create an earthquake so they can get data. In fact, one of the scientists is actually saying, we don't really even know what we're going to find when we get that deep into the fault zone. Oh, that's reassuring, isn't it? So people of New Zealand, if you wake up about 4 o'clock in the morning and everything is really shaking, now you know who to blame. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at BritishTech. You can follow me on Twitter, too, at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the latest best technology news from the past 24 hours. But until then, have a great Wednesday, and thank you for listening.